Hello, hello, welcome. I'm so happy to see you today. Today we're just gonna, you know, dive pretty deep. There's a lot of women that are seeking marriage. There are a lot of women that are already married and they're finding some strange things taking place in their marriage. There are demons on the rise. They've been on the rise for years, but as the time goes on, the sexual perversion spirit of homosexuality, it is getting stronger and stronger as the days go by. Lust, it is a spirit that is very, very demonic in our day and age. Sexual perversion includes, I want y'all to write this down, incest, homosexuality, lesbianism, pornography, masturbation, fornication, and adultery. The sex drive is one of the strongest appetites in the human body. And Satan desires to control this, and he wants to pervert it outside of the marital relationship in which God ordained it to be blessed. You see, God created marriage for man and woman to be able to have sex. Don't you know that when you have sex with your husband, you are giving God glory? But you see, the enemy is using the sexual perversion spirit to lure in demons that operate through homosexuality to seek his victim and to lure them in to this lifestyle. There are so many women that are desperate for marriage until you have stopped praying. You have stopped asking God, is this the man for me? Is this the man that operates in the fruit of the spirit? Or is he demonic? Is he a warlock? You're not asking God, is he a homosexual? Does he watch pornography? Because any man that watches pornography, he is a homosexual. A man that is a man of God is not going to sit there and watch a videotape of another man's penis and get turned on. Ladies, we have to be wise. We have to be wise. If you are not in prayer, if you are not fasting, then you will not be able to determine this. I meet too many women that have been in relationships and years go by and then they find out. Well, now they don't want to leave. Why? Because they've put a lot of time in, a lot of money in, and they don't want to leave. They find out that their husbands are gay. They find out that the guy they've been dating is gay. And they want to just keep it hush hush. This is going on even in the church. There's a lot of lying pastors, a lot of bishops, a lot of prophets that are gay. In the music industry, it goes on. It is on the earth, that sexual perversion demon. And so I want you to be aware that a lot of believers, they are struggling in this area. Why? Because there's a lot of guilt and shame demons, a lot of condemnation demons that come attached to this sexual perversion spirit. The Lord said to flee fornication. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. Spirits of lust and perversion can operate in any part of our bodies. What does that include? That includes our genitals, our eyes, our hands, our mouth, our stomach, right? And so any part of the body given to sexual sin will be invaded and controlled by the demonic spirits called lust. An example would really be if you were out and about and you met a guy and he said, hey, let's go out for a drink. And you say, you know, I really don't drink, but, you know, I've had a long day. And he says, you know what, I'll treat, don't worry. As a matter of fact, we'll go ahead and grab dinner. So as you're out, you start noticing that, you know, he looks at the waiter up and down. He looks at the waiter. He starts being extra friendly with the waiter, having extra long conversations, beyond ordering the food. He starts giggling with the waiter, and you're like, something's not right. His eyes are roaming. His hands are moving differently. His mouth definitely is moving differently. He's talking too much. His eyes are lighting up the way he looks at that man. He did not look at that way at me. You see the red flag and you want to ignore it. And then you go home and say, Lord, I pray this is my husband. He was so nice to me. No. Don't do that. When you see the red flag, don't say I do. Don't marry the person. There's a lady that she lives overseas, and she's been in a marriage with a gay man for some time. She knew that the man had these tendencies, but she still married him. As a matter of fact, they have one child. Now, guess what? Now she feels as if she's stuck. So during our session, I let her know that she needs to fast and she needs to pray. Because this is why God said, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. You cannot be connected to a homosexual spirit. Those spirits are designed to lure you away from God, to lure you into more sin. If you are out with a guy and you see these tendencies at dinner, and then he boldly says, oh, won't you come to my place? You better not go. Because I've had testimonies where women have told me, yes, they left the restaurant with the man because he was so nice. They saw the gay homosexual tendencies. They chose to ignore it. When they got to his nice, fabulous home, what was waiting? His so-called husband was waiting. No such thing exists in the kingdom of God. But according to the devil, it exists. You cannot be a man married to another man. And what did they do? They asked her to join them in a threesome. That is a no-no. That is a no-no. There's so many women out here walking around with guilt and shame because they have done this. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? I want to encourage you. If you've been molested, if you've been raped, if you've been in a relationship with a gay man, do not allow the enemy to make your mind bring you into the spirit of depression. I want to encourage you that all you have to do is get on your knees and pray to be delivered. There is a godly husband out here for you. I'm talking now to the single people. But you need to spend time in the presence of God. You need to have the gift of discernment. That is a stronger gift than just saying, okay, I have discernment. The gift of discernment, it is so strong that you will hear, the Lord will shift your ears to hear that homosexual voice, to hear him talking like a woman. The Holy Spirit will speak to you so sharply and say, get up and leave. You see, when you want the gift of discernment, when you want God to do things for you, you have to be bold enough. You can't worry about what the public is saying. So remember that the demon of homosexuality, it is running rampant. The demon of masturbation, the demon of pornography. These demons are running rapid and they are on an assignment to destroy and to break up and to stop and hinder marriage, the covenant of marriage. So those married ladies, if you are married and you do truly believe that your husband is a homosexual, that he sleeps with men. Now, some of you have had husbands that probably have told you and you decided to stay in the marriage. For those people that are married to a gay man and you know it, or you're a suspect of his behavior, or he boldly told you, I want you to go into a deep prayer starting the day that you hear this live podcast, the day that you are either live on my podcast or you're live on YouTube. I want you to take the time And I want you to get on your knees. You can go in your bathroom. You can go in your closet. And I need you to cry out to God. I need you to raise your hands. And I need you to ask the Lord for his grace, for his mercy to help you. And ask God to give you prophetic instructions on your next move. You see, some of you are married to a gay man and you know it, and you're so worried about a house. Yes, Lord. You're so worried about you put your money and your time in a house. That means that you doubt God. You doubt the power of God. You doubt that God is a God that performs miracles, that he can put you in a house that's 10 times better than the one that you're in. But instead, you choose to keep on living with that demon. Then you look at your age and you're like, oh my goodness. Lord, I'm getting older. Even if you're 30-something, 20-something, 50-something, 60-something, 70-something, 80-something, you know that the man is gay, but you still stay and you live with that demon. We're going to talk about this in part two. We're going to be on a series of the sexual perversion spirit. I need you to say this prayer with me. In the name of Jesus, I loose all members of my body, including my mind, my memory, my eyes, my ears, my tongue, my hands, my feet, and my entire sexual character from the spirit of lust and perversion, from the spirit of sexual impurity, from the spirit of uncleanness, from the spirit of promiscuity, from the spirit of lasciviousness, from the spirit of pornography, from the spirit of fornication, from the spirit of homosexuality, from the spirit of fantasy, from the spirits of filthiness, from the spirit of burning passion, from the spirit of uncontrollable sex drive, from the spirit of sodomy. We're going to talk about it. From the spirit of defilement. He called it out my soul. Yes, God. Lord, I thank you for freeing me. Thank you, Lord, for uprooting every spirit I just named. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the glory of God will be on your life, that God's mercy and grace will be on you, on your mind, and that you are free right now from the spirit of guilt and shame. You are free right now from the suicidal demon. You are free right now from the spirit of I'm going to give up. You are free right now. And I usher you into the spirit of joy. I destroy the spirit of depression. In the name of Jesus, I usher you into the oil of joy. The oil of gladness is on your life, on your destiny. And we prophesy and pray it in the name of the Father. Thank you, Lord, for freeing them. In the name of the Son. And in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on and put your hands together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Some of y'all going to these churches and you know the pastor gay. The whole congregation really is gay. These gay men and women are in the choir. Stop going to those churches. We're going to be talking about this. We're also going to touch on those sexual demons that visit you at night. Some of y'all are having sexual spirits visit you in your dream. These are demons that are on an assignment to hinder you from being married. They want to stop it. But guess what? They are not stronger than God. Sexual perversion spirits are not more powerful than God. Come on, lift your hands. Say, I will be delivered. I will be set free. I will be set free from the sexual perversion spirit. We are getting ready to go deep. So I want y'all to follow me. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow me. You know you love the content. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Why wouldn't you? Follow me on the podcast. Follow me on the podcast. May God continue to keep you. I want you to get some really, really good rest. I also want you to buy a notebook. I will see if my team can go in our to go into our file and get our, because we used to sell journals, but I don't have one specifically designed yet for this series. But we do have a journal that's like an ebook where you can download it and you can type on it. So I will check with them about that. But until then, I look forward to talking to you again, hopefully on tomorrow, okay? Y'all keep me in your prayers. God bless you. Share the podcast with a stranger or a friend. Download it. Keep it. we listen to it over and over and over again and do not feel guilt and shame. You are beautiful. Those of you, once again, who are married, be in prayer about your next step for 2024. God bless you. I'm Dr. Lisa, the daughter of thunder, and I love you, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.